The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Like Kanye said, did it go down in the DM? Well, we're about to find out. This is the day, this is the podcast rather, that we do a down in the DM breakdown, like a little recap, right? Of a big down in the DM. We delve into the conversation of what happened between a couple. More than that, though, I get people who message me, especially on Instagram, to say, I love the down in the DMs, but I like the advice that you, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A give at the end.
I love the reactions we get from our listeners and fans.
Oh, when they call?
When they call
I
in.
Know.
Yeah, that's always, I like to hear about that.
I mean, if you're taking life advice from me, I just feel bad for you.
I don't know. No. Don't you have a degree in psychology?
I do. That's what makes it even worse.
Down to the DM to break down. We're recapping it now. Turn this episode up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're breaking down one of our biggest down in the DMs ever. We're talking about Curtis. He hit us up about his girl, Vanessa. Remember, she was saying she was going to go to New York to see her parents. And all of a sudden, he's like, it don't feel right. I think she made some type of other reservations. I don't think she's going to see her parents after all.
All of a sudden, like, she's just flying to her parents for the week. You know, I'm not invited. I mean, for me, I just think whoever she's going to meet up with, I'm wondering if that's the person she's always on the phone with.
Automatic is playing the part of a representative from an airline.
This $500 voucher can be used at any time within the continental United States and is good for the next 365 days.
I'm not flying to New York on Friday. I'm actually flying to Las Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas? What the f*** is going on, Vanessa?
Curtis' suspicions were right, but not exactly. Things didn't play out the way we thought they would. Here's the rest of that down in the DM. Are you meeting with a man?
You know what, Dana? Call this man. Vanessa, we need to talk in private.
No, Curtis, look. I need a break from you. I need a break from this place. I can't live like this. We live like old people.
If this is really how you feel, why don't we sit down and talk? This is what I've been saying. We need to communicate.
No, Curtis, okay? I've told you like a million times that I wanted to move, but you don't want to hear it. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm going to New York by myself. I already told my parents.
It went down, but not like her going to see another man. She just doesn't want to be married and she doesn't want kids.
She just wants to get as far away from him as possible.
They're in different places.
I felt like it was one of the ways to say, I'm not in love with you anymore. That's a tough thing
that's
to...
That's pretty much what she's saying.
If anyone's ever told you that...
But let me tell you something. Sometimes you can be in love with somebody and just not want the same thing.
Oh, here we go with that spill. That's still hurt.
Now, it does, but it's
true. I mean,
that's
the easier way of saying
it's
I don't like you.
I've heard that one before. Oh, that one hurt.
Let's take a call. Hi, who's this on line 8?
This is Isabella.
Isabella. Dana. What's up, mama?
I was listening to the down in the DM, and I was just like, because I had just got home from work. I work graveyard, but I'm in the car in my parking lot. I just had to sit listening, and I felt so horrible on both sides.
They're not listening to each other.
Right, and I think he's ready to settle down. Not ready for that.
I don't think they're going to make it.
No, it's like right person, wrong time, maybe.
Are you the type that you think you want to be settled and with that family, or do you see
Absolutely.
Her point of view?
I see her point of view. Like, I understand, but I have two kids, and I've been single for 2 years. I was in a long relationship, and being in that relationship, it showed me I don't want to be out here dating. I mean, I'm a single mom, so that has a lot to do with it, too, but, you know, I want a family. I want more kids. Maybe not me birthing kids, but a blend family.
Oh, so I love that idea that you're open to that right away. I love that.
Definitely. I want a partner. I want a husband. I want garden, a freaking chickens, you know. And it scares people away. But honestly, you know, we're in a new time and being young, you know, I don't know.
Do you think that the reason she feels the way she does is because she doesn't have kids?
I don't know. I feel like maybe they were together and he just was ready to wipe her down. I think he had his eyes on the long road. Like, I think he was stuck on her. But she might not be done living her life.
I offer this piece of advice to anyone who is entering into a new relationship. If you are someone who doesn't want children, who doesn't want to get married, tell the person.
Be upfront.
One thing, though, that you're saying is, I know if you don't want kids before you get into a relationship, but what if you don't know that you don't want kids until you're in the middle of the relationship?
Well, then you're probably not in love.
Well, okay, then that's what it is.
It takes time to make that decision.
The caller said right person, wrong time, which I really don't believe in. I believe if it's the right person, it's going to be the right time regardless. You could never...
I'm with you on that
one. It's never going to be the right person at the wrong time, and that's just not the right person for you.
That's not true.
Yes,
how is
it
not true? That's true in fantasy.
You broke up with me, and then we got pregnant, and now we're married.
Well, he broke up with you for like what? Like 3 weeks?
Not even.
Oh, dude, yeah, come on, bro. Like 2 weeks,
It wasn't even a week, I don't think.
It was still not a fairy tale.
But she loves to bring it up. Obviously, it wasn't a fairy tale, but this is different. Their situation, this person is saying they don't want to have kids. They don't want to be married. They don't want to be with that person.
You didn't want any of that either.
Well, I found out I did.
Exactly.
The truth is going to be hard to get out when you know you're going to hurt a person, but in the long run, being honest is better.
Thank you very much. Honesty is the best policy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you are a veteran, if you know a veteran, there's a lot of places giving away free food, and I'm going to list them inside Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
All right. Amazon announced that Prime members will have access to tens of millions of free songs for anyone that subscribes to Prime.
Woo! Oh.
That's us. Automatic. You're not a Prime guy, Anthony
A? Like, I don't know about their streaming service. The
it's all right. Yeah.
Get 90% of your music from there now.
No, so I download my MP3s from Amazon, and I pay for those.
You don't have to.
Well, I could stream them, but you still have to pay for the MP3 if you want to own it.
I don't know about all that. We're going to figure it out, okay? Let me tell you something about Amazon. I didn't know this. You know, Amazon has 200 million worldwide subscribers. We know Walmart and eBay are trying to get into the game. Walmart has 11 million members.
Oh, damn.
That's how far ahead Amazon is. That's why they're able to give us free music. So if you're a Prime member, take advantage of it. Every dime right now, every dollar counts. And in food news, it is Veterans Day. Shout out to the veterans out there.
Yes.
Here's some free food spots right now. We got Applebee's. We have Buffalo Wild Wings, Chick-fil-A, IHOP, Dunkin', Hooters. And just to let you know, Applebee's made a special menu. And everything on that menu is for veterans.
Dude, man, they got a nice little deal going with the burgers and the wings right now. As a single man, I'm 220. Lying on that.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Metal Day, as in Heavy Metal Day. Y'all remember that movie?
What?
There's an old movie.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, the old movie Spinal Tap. If you're just a fan of like music, like mockumentaries, that's a great one to watch.
I'm going to have to check that out, man. My favorite heavy metal group, obviously Metallica.
I went to a Led Zeppelin concert one time, though, and that was sick. I was supposed to be working.
Wait, hold on. How would you? It was
a real Led Zeppelin concert. I was supposed to be working security.
What?
And I was supposed to be like patrolling the VIP area.
Were you like in your mother's womb?
No. It was like on the reunion tour. I don't know.
Oh,
dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it was all the OG members.
It might not have been, but I'll tell you what. I let some guys slide into the VIP because I was kind of waved. They're a great band. Whoever they have now. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Sunday Day. All right.
Okay. Sundays are a big deal.
Yes, the ice cream.
I know. You don't have to explain to me. And 99%
big Dana's
of the
talking
listeners.
Now.
Yeah, Big Dana's here. Anthony A., what's your favorite Sunday?
I'm going to go with the Banana Royale from Baskin Robbins, which is really just a sundae with bananas in it, cut up into it.
I didn't even know they really have that. Look at you, you're a fatty. Okay, DJ Automatic.
Chocolate brownie
sundae?
Yeah, that's amazing. But I want the brownie warm.
Ah, it's got hot, so it melts the ice cream and gets gooey. That's the best. Dude. When I pull up for a sundae, it's got to be Sonic. And call me crazy, but they have this great soft serve ice cream. And for some reason, their pineapple
tastes
with
like
the
candy.
Pecans. Oh, my gosh. And the cherries and everything. If you've ever had a Sonic pineapple sundae, hit me up on Instagram. But don't leave a pineapple emoji. We just found out what that means.
I didn't know what it meant.
I know. Don't do it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, DJ Automatic brought up the fact that more and more adults are having less children.
Or no children at all.
Or no children at all. And I am one of those adults. So then DJ Automatic turned around and asked me, well, what do you adults do with all this free time since you don't have children to raise? So I'm going to break down some of my fun adult activities. Plus, we're going to call DJ Automatic's brother, who's also living a child-free life. I'm going to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and we're recapping our Down in the DM breakdown, which was very serious. It was a very serious situation.
Stuff, yeah.
The homegirl actually didn't want to be with the guy.
And she just took off to her parents' house.
And the guy wanted to start a whole family. Now her parents' house is in another state across the country.
Yeah.
Forgot that little factoid right there, dude. I felt for my man. Because I know like there's some good men out there who want a family, who want to be monogamous, but yet these women keep bumping into guys like myself. And then you guys get a little jaded. And then you guys think, oh, there's no more good men left or something like that.
And then a good guy tries to do the right thing. And guess what? She bounces on him.
And now you're all hurt and scorned and whatever. But you know what? Eventually, I think that they both can recover from this. And I think there's nothing wrong with revealing to your partner that you no longer have the same desires that they have.
Well, let's get to it, though. All that good stuff. What do you do without any kids?
I was trying to get emotional here. And you're just cutting me off, dude. Okay, all right. Well, what do I do without
get
kids?
Get emotional later. Tell me
I
what
play
you do.
Hella video games.
Oh, I hate you.
By myself.
I know.
I just leave it on or whatever like that. What
watch
else do
all
I do?
The sports you want.
I partake a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Inside my own house.
Not even outside in the garage.
In my house. Sometimes just for entertainment, I'll go to the airport and watch how miserable the parents are in the airport.
That's
if you ever
funny.
Want to see that's the worst time to be a parent. Trying to take your kid through like what looks like an amusement park, but it's nothing but just a plane ride. Oh,
anybody who travels with a kid under five is just you are a brave soul.
But we do have your brother Matt on the line right now. Matt, he's a successful. Can I put his business out there? He's a successful realtor.
Yeah,
you know, so he got some money to raise a family. Me on the other hand, if I knock up a chick, she's like, oh, I got to take both these lives on now. Right, but your brother Matt here is a very qualified man. So
owns his own house, owns his own business.
Doing it. Matt, brother, what do you do without children? What do you do as an adult living a child-free life? What's your hobbies? Yeah, dude.
No, seriously.
That's, well, that's the fun thing about that is hooker trying to get pregnant either. So that's
bad for business.
Yeah. I tell them the same thing.
Okay,
man.
This is non-productive.
It is productive. You want to know what we're doing? You're just jealous, bud. Full DM recap is available on a Data Code Show podcast.
Hold on, before we go forward, my brother doesn't do hookers and
blowjobs. Oh, okay.
That was just a joke. He doesn't do any drugs because he had, he had a stroke a couple years ago.
Even more reason to get a few more strokes in. Okay, we're done. The Data Cortez Show podcast is available on all digital streaming platforms. Have a great day. We love you. And Two Dudes, One Studio is brought to you by Nissan.